The morning that the attack occurred, I'd been up the night before. I had to watch, and some signalman came back aboard about 2:30 or 3 o'clock with a big gash in his head. He'd gotten an argument with the Marine over a girl of questionable character in Honolulu. So we were up suturing this guy's head up about, 3:30, I guess, 3:30 in the morning. And so I went back to my sack, as they called it, and as a consequence, I had late bunk. I didn't have to be up at 7 or 6:30. I slept in, and I heard this noise. We were in port to have our annual materiel inspection, so the voids, that is, the blister vents on the outside of the ship, were open for inspection, and I thought it was ship fitters working on Sunday morning. So I muttered an incredibly foul epithet. And just about that time, some kid's messenger of the deck stuck his head through the hatch and said, "The Japs are attacking." The pharmacist made closest to the door threw a pillow or something at him and said, "Get the hell out of here. Leave us alone." About that time, the general quarters alarm went on, and it's an ominous bell. It must be the same sound that the gates of hell have, because it goes bong, bong, bong. Well, then we knew it was about this time, the kerump, kerump, kerump of the bomb. So I headed for my battle station, which was on the after part of the ship, the chief's quarters. My dressing station was my battle station was with the senior medical officer in what they call the after battle dressing station. So I headed back there. I didn't run, but I passed a couple guys that were. And all I remember to take was my shoes. I got back there. I was standing and around in my skivvies, and Dr. Goodbody said, "You're going to have to get some kind of clothes on." So I took some clothes out of a locker that was open, and, you know, in the Navy, that's absolutely forbidden. You never, ever go in anybody else's locker. But I did, and then we started having all sorts of problems. We received 4 or 5 wounded sailors from topside in the battle dressing station. I could hear the main drive. I could hear the shaft alley of our turbines going womp, 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 womp. I couldn't imagine what the hell we were doing. Well, during this time, they had diverted auxiliary steam into the main turbines, and the chief bosun had left the hawser attached to the rear deck, had backed the bow of the Nevada out in the stream, and now he threw her in the lunge, and we're heading down the channel on auxiliary steam power. That's what I was hearing. That's what we were hearing. As we headed down the channel, of course, we wanted to get to sea to maneuver. That was their intention.
Uh-huh.
Get to their normal element. And the minute we got out in the channel, we constantly concentrated all of the Japanese aircraft on us, because they would have loved to have sunk us in right in the channel. We took a big aerial torpedo in the port bow, and it blew a hole in the port bow about the size of a house. And we started taking water, oily water and so forth in. And remember, our voids are open. We have very limited watertight integrity. Water started to flow into the after battle dressing station where I was. And Dr. Goodbody said, "We got to get out of here, because it's..." And we couldn't get the hatch open through the armor deck. And there were 7 or 8 of us in that area, 5 wounded and 2 medical personnel. And we were certain that this was the end. I remembered saying to Dr. Goodbody, "Well, I've enjoyed working with you. And he said, me too. That was the extent of our surrender to the circumstances. There was a manhole through the armor deck. We were beneath the armor deck. They got this manhole finally open, and they had a rig that they, a shoulder harness sort of thing that they lowered down in the sick bay, and we got the wounded patients out, and we got out ourselves. Mm. After this, I went up on the bow at the front end of the ship to take care of wounded personnel. When we started to sink by the bow, the captain of the harbor saw our condition, and he sent four harbor tugs over to push us, and they pushed us over on the starboard side of the harbor going out, and there we sank. We sank in what they call a Murphy Reef. It's a coral atoll that's been eroded by wave action, and the depth of that reef was just about the same depth as our main deck. So at high tide, we were just barely out of the water. Then there was all sorts of confusion and chaos, and we were firing at our own planes, and our secondary battery, 5-inch, were firing guns at airplanes. Bob Rollins, my old division officer, and I've laughed about this 100 times. They said that the Japs bombed Honolulu. Bullshit. But that was our armor-piercing shells on the secondary battery that was bombing downtown Honolulu, because we were shooting armor-piercing shells out of those 5-inchers. But whatever. There was a lot of confusion. We particularly as night started to fall.